You're tuned to 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill, Jazz Incognito on the air after a long hiatus. Glad to be back in the studio and here hosting the Thursday night feature till the midnight hour. Thursday night feature here is every Thursday night at 9 to midnight. Feature a sound, an idea, a genre. Tonight, we're going to explore the wonderful world of jazz fusion. We're going to start late 60s, early 70s, the mid 70s, play some contemporary artists, and then last half of the show, going to hit some international jazz fusion. It's going to be wild. Keep it locked here on 89.3 FM, XYC Chapel Hill, on the World Wide Web at www.wxyc.org. Studio lines 919-962-8989. Won't be taking any requests, but if you want to just talk about jazz fusion, you can call me. All right, we're going to start things off with probably the most popular and arguably probably one of the greatest jazz albums ever recorded. Bitches Brew, Miles Davis. We're going to hit Spanish Key just to start things off right in a good mood. You're tuned into the Thursday night feature. We're doing jazz fusion and hitting wonderful Bitches Brew. We'll be right back. recorded April 1970, Miles Davis's Bitches Brew. One of my favorites, beautiful St. Louis sound coming there from Miles Davis's trumpet. Wayne Shorter on the soprano saxophone. We also had Lenny White on the drums. Benny Maupin there. I've listened to this song hundreds of times. I forgot about that bass clarinet solo there. Benny Maupin on the bass clarinet. Chick Corea on electric piano. Jim Riley on percussion. Jack Desjardins on drums. Harvey Brooks on the Fender bass. Charlie Elias on the drums. Dave Holland on bass. And John McLaughlin on electric guitar. Wasn't the first jazz fusion album, but probably the most recognized. And every one of the band members of this album produced their own side projects after this, which definitely influenced the sound. Ooh. We're going to play something more from this era from Miles. This one's recorded in March 7th, 1970, live at the Fillmore East, which was a famous, I think it's still around, famous rock venue. Jimi Hendrix played there. And in fact, the recorded date, Steve Miller and Neil Young were the headliners. Miles Davis was scheduled to open on this night, March 7th, 1970. This was re-released, previously unreleased, in 2001. It's called Live at the Fillmore East. It's about that time. Previously unreleased, beautiful recording, probably one of the greatest live electric Miles sessions ever. We're going to listen to Mescalero. Miles Davis, we're listening to jazz fusion here. Their fusion of rock energy and jazz sensibility. And most of the cats around this time always credited Jimi Hendrix for the influence of this kind of music. So let's hear some more of this Mescalero from March 1970, Miles Davis live at the Fillmore East. 40 minutes past the hour here on 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. Jazz Incognito here on the air playing some wonderful jazz fusion. Wow. That was Miles Davis from his live recording at the famous rock venue, the Fillmore East, on March 7th, 1970. This was released as previously unreleased material and back in 2001. Glad I picked that up. Some great stuff there. We heard Mas Galero on that track. So we're listening to a lot of jazz fusion. Miles probably made it the most famous and kind of led the charge. At the time, of very unpopular with the older generation of jazz musicians who saw the corruption of jazz by introducing rock music. But we got to give credit where credit's due. And so according to most researchers, jazz fusion first started out in the Village, Greenwich Village up in New York around 1965, where jazz musicians started bringing in rock music. And they credit clubs like the Gaslight, the Scene, and Cafe El Gogo for some of that stuff. Most of the cats they were playing, like I said, Doug Coltrane, but they also liked the Beatles. They loved Miles Davis, but also the Rolling Stones. And this kind of music kind of brewed up out of that. So 1970 was a wonderful year for Miles. He produced another soundtrack for a documentary about a boxer named Jack Johnson. And he went to the studio between February 18th, 1970 to June. In that period, he put up enough material to come up with a 5 discs worth of stuff, rotating musicians in and out. It was finally released in its completion, all 5 discs, back in 2003 as the Complete Jack Johnson Sessions. We got that going right here. Let's listen to something called Willie Nelson. This is one of the inserts, as they called it. This is Willie Nelson, insert one. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. Some Sonny Chirac there on the guitar, playing with some of the Miles Davis's bands from the Jack Johnson sessions. Before that, we heard Willie Nelson, insert one. That was in tribute to the singer Willie Nelson. That's right, Miles Davis wrote a song for Willie Nelson. How cool is that? I thought we'd play one more from Miles. This is 2 years after the recordings, after the Jack Johnson sessions in 1972. He released an album called On the Corner. Critics didn't like it, didn't sell very well, but time has proven it to be a very popular album these days. One of my favorites. We're going to play cut off there. We're going to play here. One and One from On the Corner, Miles Davis. You're tuned to 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. 10 minutes till the top of the hour, till the 10 p.m. hour. Catch us on the World Wide Web at www.wxyc.org. See our real life playlister, and I'll put all the songs, albums, and I've been playing here for the past hour there in our playlister. Also, download our iPhone app. You can listen to WXYC anywhere you like on the planet with an internet connection. All right, let's get to the more Miles. This is On the Corner. After up, I got something from Children on the Corner, which was released back in the early 2000s. A lot of the sidemen from these original bands came back together on Children on the Corner. Before that, now, this is On the Corner, One and One. Thank you. Miles Davis on the Corner, released 1972. We heard One and One on that one. As Don Alias on the drums. We got Khalil Balakrishna on sitar. David Creamer on the guitar. Miles, of course, on trumpet. Jack DeJohnette again returning in 1972 on drums. There's also, I thought there was Dave Liebman's on here too, I believe. John McLaughlin on guitar. Yeah, good stuff there. So there was a real resurgence of this sound in the early 2000s, which saw a lot of reissuing, including that Live at the Fillmore, complete Jack Johnson sessions. But also released in 2003 was a band called Children on the Corner. They released an album called Rebirth. And basically all the band members of this band were ex-Miles Davis sidemen from this era. We got Sonny Fortune, Michael Henderson, Bad Al Roy, Naju Chancellor, Barry Finley. And they also added Michael Wolfe on this one. We're going to listen to Children on the Corner. This is Rebirth. We're going to hear their version of New York Girl, Part 1. This is the Thursday night feature. We're coming up on the top of the hour here at 10 p.m. This is 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill on the World Wide Web at www.wxyc.org. You are in the second hour of the Thursday night feature. We'll be here till the midnight hour playing jazz fusion. Here's something from Children on the Corner.